Today, I'm going to show you how to make a hidden battery charger port for your motorcycle. Cheap. You're going to need a piece of L plastic, L channel, about 1 inch wide on one side, approximately 1 inch wide on the other side, but you can get by with 3/4. And one of these SAE battery extensions. You'll also need some high temp, double-sided 3M adhesive tape. All this stuff cost you about $30, and you'll have enough to make two of these. So that's actually about $15 to do just one. Now you do need some tools, and so this is a DIY install. If you don't have any tools, you might want to consider something like the stealth port that is pre-assembled that you can mount on motorcycles. It's DIY, but it really doesn't require much in the way of tools to do it. This was kind of a fun project. I did this a long time ago before the stealth port came out on my 16 Street Glide, and I never really made a video on it, but I had recorded it. So we're going to show you how that works. I've also made one for my 24 Street Glide already as well. These things have held up in the heat. This is not going to come loose. This high temp 3M heat adhesive works great. It's been on the bike for well over 2 years now, and I have had no problems. Now, I've seen people on the new Harley-Davidsons cutting the side plate here and putting them right there, and you can do that if you want. In fact, I mean, you can figure out how to do this on any motorcycle. This isn't specific to Harley-Davidson. I'm just going to show you how I hide it on my Harley-Davidson. Now, the stealth ports use a hole like this to mount it in, and it's out here. It's fairly hidden, but you can still see it. But it's a stealthy configuration, and there's nothing wrong with that. But mine is actually hidden from sight. So there's where the cord goes in. Now, my hidden port makes use of a mid-frame air deflector. You may have to find some other place or way to do it on your bike if you don't have one of these. But I really like the way this works out, and I run these mid-frame air deflectors on all my big touring bikes. And there is the final product. I'm going to show you how we make this. And just to show you how sturdy it is, I just pulled the cable right out and plug it right back in one-handed. I can push on it hard. It doesn't go anywhere. Now, I had some of this L-shaped door dividers from a Craftsman toolbox. This came from Craftsman laying around. This is extras. So I use this, but you can buy this L-shaped channel from Lowe's for about $7.30 in like a 47-inch long section. Way more than you're going to need, but you can cut it up and share it with your buddies if your buddies want to make some of these too. You'll be the life of the party. You show everybody how to make this. Your L-channel plastic needs to be about 1 1/4 inches wide. Anything over 1 inch wide will actually work, but 1 1/4 would probably be best. And again, $7.30 for a section at Lowe's. You're also going to need a battery SAE extension plug. That's about $10 for two of them on Amazon. You're going to need some high-temp double-sided tape that runs you about $12 on Amazon. So that's a total cost of $30, and you'll have enough to make two of these. Now, if you're doing it yourself, you're also going to need some tools. Step one is to measure and cut the L-shaped trim to the length you need. I held mine up and just eyeballed it and then went back and cut it off with the handsaw. And then I ran the edges across the grinder wheel just to smooth them up. Two, make a template. Now I used some masking tape over the end of the plug. I colored it up with a black Sharpie, then applied it to the L-shaped trim. Step three will be to drill a hole through that template approximately the size that you need. And then if you have to, use a Dremel or a sharp knife to cut that out and make it fit the base of your extension plug. Four, fish the extension plug through the hole and secure it to the trim with the two screws. Step five, apply some double-sided tape, connect the extension to the factory battery tender, or if you don't have one, you can get one from Amazon for $5 or $6. Mine's routed through the frame and comes out below the seat underneath the tank. If you need to find a different place for that, I'm sure you can find somewhere on your bike where you can stick this where it is less obvious than just hanging out like the factory OEM configuration. Peel the backing off of the high stick tape and apply it to the air deflector. All right, that's really all there is to making this. Again, you can buy solutions if you're not handy, but if you're like me, I like to make stuff like this. I like using the tools that I have already. It makes me feel good. It's therapeutic for me to get out in the shop and do tinkering and do little things like this. And this is a really easy, simple thing to make overall. If you have a drill, a Dremel tool, you know, a few things like that, it doesn't take a lot. All right, I hope this video helps you guys make a cheap, hidden battery charger port for your motorcycle? Let me know in the comments if you've done something like this or if you would do it. And if you've done it, how did you do yours? All right, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.